He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
Let
your
life. Let me
hear
you say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way.
Yo, 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 what's the deal? What's the drill on the kill, dog? This your boy, this your motherfucking boy, King No Uncensored. We got another one for y'all. We got game 7, next round, / game 1. But first, over the weekend, and to close out the weekend, Drake and Kendrick Lamar both dropped diss songs and responded to each other again. We're going to go over this. We're going to start off with Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. And let me tell you something. This is the thing I can't stand about you Drake sexuals, dog. Y'all complained about Kendrick's beat selection. He selects a good beat, and you still criticize him and say the diss is not good enough. See, y'all just nitpicking at this point. I ain't going to hold you. And let me tell you something. I've been quite fair with Drake. Drake has held his own and has done his thing. But we'll get to Drake's track in a minute. But let's decode Not Like Us. This was a jumping party song produced by Mustard. You know, a lot of Compton niggas, you know what I mean, was talking about it. A lot of West Coast niggas was talking about it. And this is just supremely West Coast. So, okay. So he starts off with A, Mustard on the beat, ho. D-Bo, any rap nigga, he a free throw. Nigga better call man down, call an ambulance. Tell him breathe, bro. Nail a nigga to the cross. He walk around like T-Zo. Yeah, that was dope. What's up with these jabroni-ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me. Fuck them all and they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body. I'm John Stockton. Yo, that's one of my favorite lines of the song. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas, certified boogeyman. I'm the one that up the skull with him. Walk him down whole time. I know he got some hoe in him, pole on him, escort shit, bully death row on him. Say, Drake, I hear you like him young. You better not ever go to cell block 1 to any bitch that talk to him and they in love. Just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that gets your hand-me-downs and party at the party playing with his nose now. And Bucka got a weird case. Why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. Dot, fuck him up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably a minor. Yo, everybody is saying that line, bro. Like from chicks to little kids. You think the Bay gonna let you disrespect Pac, nigga? I think that Oakland show gonna be your last stop, nigga. Did Cole foul? I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl, bird niggas, and bird bitches? The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey, Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still 3. I can go further, I promise. Ain't that something? B-Rad stands for bitch and you Malibu most wanted. Nigga called Drake B-Rad. I ain't gonna lie, that nigga do got some B-Rad qualities. Not gonna hold you. Ain't no law, boy, you ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes. What over yo for? See, Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. Y'all niggas will get a wedgie, be flipped over your boxes. What OVO for? The other vaginal option? Pussy, better get straight. Better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in Compton. Might write this for the doctorate. Tell the pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption. I want action, no accident. And I'm hands on. He fuck around and get polished. Fucked on Wayne girl while he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. Oh, he didn't. Drake didn't address that shit. I'm glad DeRozan came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. Hey, man, that line was super slept on in that whole song. Yeah, because DeRozan was a Raptor. A Toronto Raptor. From Alondra down to Central, nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. The name got to be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of Waukesha. That was dope. Yes, all eyes on me and I'ma send it up to Pop. Hey, put the wrong label on me. I'ma get him dropped. Hey, sweet chin music and I won't pass the Hawks. Hey, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Hey, devil is a lie. He a 69 guy. Hey, freaky ass niggas need to stay up in they ass inside. Hey, roll they ass up like a fresh pack of Zai. Hey, city is back up. It's a must. We outside. Hey. Then this nigga gives a history lesson before he set this last verse up pretty good. And a lot of people are not giving Kendrick credit on this song for the setup. Everybody's focused on the beat and the fact that Kendrick was laid back and having fun. But then when he was lyrically slaughtering him, it's the beat. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still doubled down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second. Let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you. This the real nigga challenge. You called Future when you didn't see the club. Lil Baby helped you get your lingo up. 21 gave you false street cred, then Thug made you feel like a slime in your head. Quavo said that you can be from Northside. 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You ran to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you're not a colleague. You a fucking colonizer. That setup and that leading to that was fire. Can't take that away. The family matter and the truth of the matter, it was God's plan to show y'all a liar. And then, you know, of course, this dude had a chant at the end. And then that OVO shit. Like, I seen TikToks and Instagrams of people partying to that record and stomping and stepping and all this. Like, this was a fun record. This was his version of push-ups. Because people don't think that Kendrick can make a push-ups when it's the same dude who made swimming pools. Same nigga that made Humble. The same nigga that made Big Shot. Like, what are we talking about? This is a fun record. Now, this ain't the best, like, this record. Even though it was a lot of quotables, though. And it was fun. Out of Kendrick's songs, this probably was the weakest. Right? But it's my favorite, personally. Because this was like a club banger. This was fun. But Sunday night, Drake responded with The Heart Part 6. Very dope title. Very dope idea. Let's see if they got all the lyrics here. I hope so. Okay, finally. There we go. Now he starts off with Aretha Franklin soul sample. Good shit. All right. The Pulitzer Prize winner is definitely spiraling. I got your fucking line stamp. I swear that I'm dialed in. First I was a rat, but where's the proof of the trial then? Where's the paperwork or the cabinet that it's filed in? I don't know if Drake... I don't think Kendrick mentioned Drake as a rat. He just said you got robbed and you talked to the police, which is in that article. Jake would have took all the walls down. The streets would have had me hiding out in a small town. My Montreal connect, stand up, not fall down. The ones that you're getting your story from, they're all clowns. I'm a war general, seasoned in preparation. My jacket is covered in medals, honor, and decoration. Dope. This little four bar right here was crazy. My jacket is covered in medals, honor, and decoration. You've waited for this moment, overcome with desperation. We plotted for a week and then we fed you the information. A daughter that's 11 years old, I bet he takes it. I'm 50-50 on this. Half of me believes him, the other half don't. Because there is articles about a paternity suit that went away very fast. You know these powerful people can scrub the internet, right? And the dates match up. You know, the TMZ thing, I don't know about that. Like, it's a lot of people that's bringing out a lot of information. I don't think it was them OVO niggas. I think he researched this himself. That's just me. A lot of people might not like that, but I don't give a fuck. All right. We thought about giving a fake name or a destination, but you so thirsty, you're not concerned with investigation. Instead of you in Advantage Studio, it's a celebration. Yeah, you're right. It is a celebration. Not like us was a banger. You got to learn to fact check things and be less impatient. Your fans are rejoicing, thinking it's my expiration. As a Kendrick and a Drake fan, I'm going to say this. Kendrick or Drake's careers is not going to end with this record. It's not. It's just not. Kendrick's career is not going to end. Neither is Drake's. This is a win-win situation for the game of hip-hop. We're not worried about careers ending. Well, I'm not worried about it. If a career ends, that would have been very interesting. But these two put up such a good fight. This is definitely the Nas and Jay-Z battle of this generation. So nobody's career is going to end. Stop the bullshit. Every picture you use, the jokes and the medication, the Maybach glove and the drug that he used for less inflation. Okay, so that was Ross. Master manipulator, you bit on the speculation. You dumb and reactive. Kendrick wasn't wrong, though. Say for example, he did send OVO niggas over there to Kendrick to get some information, right? And Kendrick rapped about it on the song. That only makes Kendrick right. You are a manipulator. You dumb and reactive nigga. I'm petty with dedication. I think both these niggas is petty. Let's just be honest. What's up with the bones we dug up in the excavation? And why isn't Whitney denying all of the allegations? Why is she following Dave Free and not Mr. Morale? Well, they've never followed each other on social media. That's number one. And, okay, say for example, she did fuck Dave Free, right? If she did, maybe that's why We Cry Together came about. Because We Cry Together was about their issues in their relationship. Remember, you fucked my cousin? That might have been Dave Free. But Kendrick already talked about that shit, though. So it ain't like it could be fake. It could be true. Honestly, Free and Whitney did not confirm all this. But however, I agree with Drake's sentiment. Like, why isn't she denying all the allegations? Yeah, Mr. Morale was a vulnerable album. That nigga had admitted a lot of shit on there. A little bit too much. You haven't seen the kids in 6 months. The distance is wild. Dave leaving heart emojis underneath pics of the child. Speaking of anything with a child, let's get to that now. The Epstein angle was the shit I expected. TikTok videos you collected and dissected. Instead of being on some disdirect shit, you rather grab your pen and misdirect shit. My mother came over and I was like, mother, wait a second. That's the one record where you say you got molested. Oh, fuck me. I made the whole connection. That was dope. This is about to get so depressing. This is trauma from your own confessions. This when your father leave you at home with no protection. So neglected. Okay. That was cool. Just cool, though. I need a little bit more. Disrespect this nigga father. This is why the pedophile raps shit is you so obsessed with. It's so excessive. They acting like it's so aggressive, but you just never known affection. I don't want to diss you anymore. This really got me second guessing. What you mean you don't want to diss no more? I didn't like that part. That's the same thing with LeBron saying it's just basketball. It sounds like, just in case this don't resonate with the people, it's like, oh, you know, I'm not dissing because some of the stuff you're saying isn't factual. So I don't want to diss. But sometimes he could have reworded that. Touch My Body by Mariah Carey playing, you should start reflecting. That's my favorite line of the whole song right there. I like that part. I never been with no one underage, but now I understand why this the angle you really rest with. Just for clarity, I feel disgusted. I'm too respected. If I was fucking your young girls, I promise I have been arrested. No, you wouldn't, nigga. Stop it. Stop it, bro. Stop it, nigga. Stop it. If I was fucking young girls, I promise I have been arrested. What? You know how many predators, rich predators, haven't been arrested yet, bro? It took them 70 years to get Bill Cosby. It took them 30 years to get R. Kelly. It took them about 40 years to get Harvey Weinstein. That was whack. I'm way too famous for the shit that you just suggested. But that's not the lesson. Clearly, there's a deeper message. Deep cuts that never healed. And now they got infected. Like, if Dave really fucked your girl and got her pregnant, talk about breeding resentment. I'm not sure how to ease this sentiment. This shit's too intimate. I'm praying you recover from both incidents. Okay, that was cool. But you a piece of shit, so this shit is really no coincidence. Drake is not a name that you're going to see on no sex offender list. Easy does it. I'm not... Of course it's not going to be on a sex offender list. He wasn't talking about you, you idiot. He was talking about your homeboys. But okay, you mentioned an A minor, but niggas got to be sharp and tell the fans who was it. You thought you left D flat, D major. I slit your throat with the razor. Do Rick Ross air like the flight from Malaysia. Okay. That was whack. I'm not going for that A minor, B sharp bullshit. That was whack. And Tony Yayo already used the line from Malaysia. So even though I like that, because the Rick Ross thing, he responded to that fast. I respect that. I'm your baby mama screensaver. Only fucking with Mitney's, not Millie Bobby Brown's. I never looked twice at no teenager. I'm a fucking hitmaker, dog, not a peacemaker. Bullets that I'm stuffing in each chamber, your ass in extreme danger. Stop buying views and bot comments. You might as well keep the paper. Oh, now since... Oh, man, that's some hater shit. I'm not gonna hold you. That's some hating shit. Nigga, now that Kendrick's numbers is matching yours, now he's buying views. Kendrick Lamar never had to buy views, bro. Stop hating. That's some hating shit. When Kendrick's disses are better than yours and getting more views than yours, now it's buying views. Shit you about to need for later. I could give a fuck about your streaming data. You could drop 100 more records. I'll see you later. Yeah, maybe when you meet your maker. I don't want to fight a woman beater. It feeds your nature. If you're still bumping R. Kelly, you could thank the savior. Say if they said if they delete your his music, your music is going to a hypocrite. That was good. Hey, I like that. I like that one. I don't understand why these people praise you. Sounding like you send them commissary when you need some paper. Album dropping soon. No wonder why you turning chart chaser, clout chaser instead of doing hard label. Nigga, when I see you like Fantasia. And Whitney, hit me if you need a favor. And when I say hit you back, it's a lot safer, huh? I promise. And then he has this long, unnecessary outro. My thoughts about this, I was a little disappointed as far as the energy. The lyrics were there, the beat was there, the execution was there. It was a couple of lines I was just like, whatever, nigga. I'm like, okay, you talked about Day Free on Family Matters already. You wasted a lot of time. The Day Free parts could have been left out. Now the Whitney shit could have been left in. And I feel like this is more of a omerta and a diplomatic immunity and a champagne moments. I was looking for a more aggressive track. I was a little bit disappointed in this. And I did not like the line about him saying, I don't want to diss no more. I know a lot of y'all Drake sexuals are going to fucking try to justify that. But you don't say no shit like that. On no song. On a diss record. Like this dude did a... This nigga Kendrick did a whole diss song that they going to be singing the whole fucking summer. And you drop this less energetic, laid back shit. Niggas talk about Kendrick voice and all that. But honestly, this tone and demeanor, it sounds like a defeated man. In my opinion. It sounds like he heard that motherfucking not like us and was just like, damn. But I'm glad he was more lyrical on this one. But I don't know, man. If he would have responded to Not Like Us with Family Matters, I would give Drake the edge. I would have. But the fact that this nigga Kendrick intercepted your Family Matters rollout, dropped a banger over the weekend, and you came with this pause... I wasn't impressed, but I do respect the fact that Drake is showing us he can rap. And I enjoy this entire battle, but honestly, I wasn't feeling this like I was feeling the other records that Drake put out. This is my second least favorite diss song out of this whole back and forth. I think Drake needs to be more aggressive. Because I know Kendrick's responding. Kendrick is an old school Gemini. Pac had 25 records on Biggie. Drake needed to drop this though and respond to the allegations. I do respect that he responded to the allegations. But however, via the film, via some of your old tweets. I don't know about him denying it. And the line about him, he would have been caught. No, you wouldn't have, nigga. Stop playing, bro. Stop lying. You are at the top of the totem pole. You're the golden goose, and you keep the lights on for so many people. They're not going to take Drake down. They're not. Forget it. But yeah, I just wasn't feeling The Heart Part 6 like I was feeling Family Matters. I was looking for that kind of energy right there. Like, this man was crushing the fucking GKMC van. All right, let's move on. All right, so as promised, we have the last game of the first round. And this was to determine who is playing the Boston Celtics. Let's get it done. Oh, man. Damn. The Cleveland Cavaliers ended up defeating the Orlando Magic 106-94 as the Cavaliers advance to the second round of the playoffs and win their first round series without LeBron James. Let's take a look at the box scores first before I give you my thoughts. Paolo Banchero, Jesus, he had a hell of a first half, but that second half was stagnant. That boy was tired in that second half. But Paolo Banchero had 38 points, 16 rebounds. Wendell Carter Jr., 13 points. The story of the day. Now, I do understand that early on, he got into early foul trouble. But this is still unacceptable when he had a whole second half to get into his form. But this is the worst shooting performance in playoff history, ladies and gentlemen. Franz Wagner, 1 of 15, 0 of 5 from 3, 6 points. I am completely disappointed in this dude for folding under pressure. Why, Franz, why you leave the homie Paolo on stuck? Why you leave the homie Paolo on stuff? It's like, god damn. That shit is embarrassing. There's no excuse for that type of performance. And I told you guys on the last show for game 6, right? Orlando has to win a road game in order to advance. And they were unable to do it. And the fucked up part about this shit was they were up by like as many as 15 or more points. And they still lost by double digits, though. And this is why they lost. You can't run Franz and Paolo isolations the whole time. It makes you look predictable. And then once they got up 15, they started taking too many jump shots. Jump shots lead to defensive rebounds. If they kept it in the paint like they did in that first quarter, they would have blew Cleveland out. Pause. And it was just disappointing, bro. Just a straight disappointment. Cleveland advances to play against Boston, but landed the eliminated the Orlando Magic. What I learned about the Orlando Magic was this is a team with a lot of potential. They took this team 7 games. They were good enough. They could beat Cleveland. They can beat them. But unfortunately, they beat themselves. All the hype that was behind Paolo Banchero, he matched the hype. I gave Paolo shit early on because people were overhyping him at that time. But now he's matched the hype. And now next year, we could see if Banchero and Wattner come back to the playoffs again and wreck shit. But however, the Magic have to pursue a solid guard in the offseason. They do. I mean, you got Klay Thompson available. You got Paul George available. You got James Harden available. There's plenty of guards that are free agents that could come over there and generate multiple points in bunches and take the pressure off of Franz and Paolo. I mean, I like Jalen Suggs, but Gary Harris is not it. I like Markel Fultz. Cole Anthony was a little up and down. I expected more from Anthony. I don't know what happened to him. The first half of the season, Orlando looked like they had one of the best benches. They still do, though. But Orlando has to be more versatile. Set some screens. Make Paolo be off the ball a little bit more. Have simpler ways of making Paolo and Franz Wattner score. Cuts are simple. All that dribbling, all that ball handling, by the fourth quarter, you're tired. Because that's why Paolo kind of sagged off in that second half to where Cleveland can play defense. And the last 3 games, they were without Jarrett Allen. He was their second leading scorer. But oh fuck, I forgot to talk about Cleveland in the box score, but fuck it, we here now. Max Strus, 13 points. Evan Mobley, 11 points, 16 rebounds. Donovan Mitchell, 39 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Darius Garland had a horrible first half. He shot 3 of 13. But in the fourth quarter, he was solid. Caris LeVert, 15 points off the bench. And that's a good segue. We can just lead into the final matchup. It's the final countdown. Right? Which leads me to think, bro, should I talk about Minnesota and Denver or should I wait? I mean, I shouldn't wait because game 2 is tomorrow. So yeah, we're going to talk about game 1 in a moment. But let's make this playoff prediction. You got Cleveland versus Boston. Y'all may not like what I'm about to say, but I think Boston makes easy work of Cleveland. Like, I'm going to be honest. And I mean this with all due respect. Boston got a cakewalk to the Eastern Conference Finals. Cleveland hasn't been consistent. I mean, Donovan Mitchell has. But Garland has not been consistent. That's going to hurt them. They get Jarrett Allen back, hopefully, at some point in this series. He's got a couple of days to rest, so he'll probably be back. I mean, yes, no matter what veteran help Cleveland has, I don't think it's going to be enough for a loaded Boston Celtics team that won all these fucking games, bro. I mean, I like Cleveland. I like their future. But honestly,
I think the combination of, I mean, even without Porzingis, I'm picking Boston. It's no doubt in my mind. They don't really need Porzingis this series. Despite Allen and Mobley, you know, being Twin Towers or so-called Twin Towers. I mean, I like the matchups, though. I mean, Drew Holiday, ooh, and you gotta face Drew Holiday. But more than likely, Holiday probably going to defend Mitchell. Ooh, good matchup. So I think that, so who would start in old boy place, though? Would it be Horford? So I'm just going to say Horford starting. So you got Drew versus Mitchell. You got Jalen against Garland, maybe. Then you got Tatum. Oh, yeah, Derek White. I forgot about him. My bad. I forgot about Derek. Yeah, so it's Holiday. Ooh. So Holiday and White versus Mitchell and Garland. That's going to be a hell of a matchup. Then you got Jaylen Brown against Strus. Strus ain't going, I don't think Strus is going to be a factor in this series. No disrespect. Then you got Tatum against Mobley. Mobley should take advantage of that matchup, but unfortunately, Tatum's going to do the same thing on the other end of the court. Then you got maybe Allen and Horford, or maybe they start Xavier Tillman. But more than likely, I see Horford. Now, Cleveland has better depth than Boston, but I think Boston's got too many stars. So, I am going to pick the Boston Celtics to defeat the Cleveland Cavaliers in 5 games. This gonna be a quick wrap them up. Cleveland's probably gonna win a home game. They're really good at home. And I think Boston's gonna steal game 4 on their home court. And then they're gonna do the same thing they did to the Miami Heat. Just beat them on their home floor. All right. Let's talk about game 1. The Minnesota Timberwolves defeated the Denver Nuggets 106-99. Let's look at the box scores. Anthony Edwards, Anthony Jordan, 43 points, 7 rebounds. Karl Anthony Towns, 20 points. He was inside and he was outside. Pause. They, you know, he was on the block, patrolling. Rudy Gobert had 13 rebounds, 3 blocks. Not bad. Mike Conley at 14 points, 10 assists. Naz Reid, 16 points. Michael Porter Jr., 20 points. Nikola Jokic, 32 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds. Jamal Murray, 17 points. My overall thoughts on this. Denver thought shit was sweet. Denver thought that they could play the Timberwolves like they played the Lakers. And that's just simply not the case, bro. Not the case at all.
But, man, you can't play with the goddamn Timberwolves, bro. They were the number one defense, and they were a top team in the West, and they beat y'all in the regular season. You got to be serious and keep your foot on the gas and keep it moving. Play your game. Don't play their game. Play your game. Minnesota's hungry. And since y'all the champs, they're considered the underdog. And it's just plain and simple. They took them for granted. They fell asleep. They got arrogant. And Jamal Murray scoring 14 points is not going to do it. Jamal got to average 25 in this series in order for Denver to win this one. Ant-Man going to go crazy. You can't stop him. They can't stop Jokic either. And Jokic taking 9 threes is ridiculous. That said, arrogance. And then KCP playing 37 minutes and only attempting 4 shots. That's not it. Jamal Murray attempted only 14 shots. That's not it. Yeah, man. They just got too cocky. And then Denver not playing DeAndre Jordan in this series is mind-boggling. You got Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns out there, bro. They both rebound well. Man, I would play Jokic and fucking Jordan together, bro. I'm not gonna front. Denver has got to not take their foot off the gas at no points in the game, because if you do, Minnesota's going to take advantage of that. Points off of turnovers, dog. That's what Minnesota does. So, and they stole one from you on your home floor. If Denver don't win game 2, they in trouble. That's all I'm going to say. All right, y'all. That was my show for today. This Kingdom Uncensored. Game 7/Game 1. And I'm gone.